Victoria. British Columbia's New Democrat government is pledging more homes for first-time buyers and eviction protection for renters in a throne speech that promises affordability measures in this week's budget. The throne speech, read in the legislature by Lieutenant Gov. Janet Austin on Tuesday, said the government is putting forward a vision where everyone can get ahead and no one is left behind. If we work together, this will be a place where everyone can build a good life, whether you live in a city, town, rural or First Nations community, said Austin. The speech marked the start of the spring legislative session and comes ahead of the provincial budget on Thursday, which is less than 9 months from the provincial election. Austin told the legislature that housing is a generational challenge in BC and the government will not tinker at the edges to fix the problem, but will continue its goal to build thousands of affordable homes for middle-income earners. The government passed legislation last fall to restrict short-term rentals and build more housing around public transit areas, and the housing file will continue to be a major focus this spring, she said. The speech said the government's recently announced BC Builds program to use public lands owned by the government, nonprofits and community groups to build middle-class housing projects backed by low-cost financing will move ahead with full force this year. These homes will also be built faster with more efficient provincial and local government approvals, Austin told the legislature. And they will be income-tested, designed for middle-class people who keep our communities working. Think of homes connected to schools or on top of community centers and libraries. Earlier Tuesday, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced $2 billion in federal financing for BC Builds, matching a provincial commitment and bringing the pool of low-cost financing for contractors to build middle-income rental housing to $4 billion. Austin said the government's housing agenda would also introduce measures to protect renters from bad faith evictions and help first-time buyers enter the housing market. She said the government would introduce legislation connected to the sextortion suicide of 12-year-old Carson Cleland of Prince George, and the similar death of 15-year-old Amanda Todd, to shed light on bullying, cyberbullying and online safety. Your government is committed to making sure that Carson and Amanda's legacies will protect kids in the future, said Austin. Todd's suicide in 2012 created worldwide headlines and raised concerns about online abuse. Dutch national Aidan Coben was convicted in the BC Supreme Court in 2022 of child pornography, child luring and criminal harassment of Todd, and will serve a 6-year prison sentence in the Netherlands. RCMP said a man from Nigeria was arrested and charged earlier this month with the sextortion of Cleland. Austin said the new legislation will also include steps to protect schools and kids from disruptive protests. Premier David Eby said earlier that he expects the government to table about 20 pieces of new legislation and a budget that looks to help families facing the high cost of living. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 20, 2024. Dirk Meissner, The Canadian Press. The political agenda for British Columbia Premier David Eby's NDP government heading into an election this fall will take shape today with the delivery of a throne speech starting the spring legislative session. The Canadian Press, Chad Ippolito 2.